planned metro stop in Lemaire Park has drawn the attention of several investors. They've already bought a cluster of businesses and cultural establishments on Degnan Boulevard and 43rd Street. Many in Lemaire Park say the commercialization could be the end of the historic African-American cultural hub. Brianna Sachs has the story.
Do you need help with that?
And Nzinga Kimbrough opens her shop, Zambezi Bazaar, on Degnan Boulevard in Lemaire Park, much like she has for the past 22 years. But lately, she has trouble seeing the point.
Okay, at first it was great, it was fun, and events, and we were looking toward, a positive future. But it's over, it's dead.
Like Kimbrough's shop, many of the neighborhood's businesses sell African art, books, antiques, and clothing. It's become a retail and cultural hub for the African-American community for over 20 years.
All up and down the street were galleries, the African galleries, paint stores, and the owners will tell you about that.
Resident Kolsom Abtar says this is what Lemaire Park is known for. But Kimbrough and many other businesses in the area have been struggling for a long time.
Drowning in an ocean of, I gotta pay the rent.
The Metro's new Lemaire Park Metro stop seemed like it could turn things around and infuse more life into the fading shops and empty streets. But business owner Laura Hendricks says investors are coming in, snapping up properties, and threatening to kick them out.
The property across from me, which is 7 or 8 units, that's been sold.
About a dozen businesses have been purchased by investment companies MBA Mascot and West 43rd Place. The businesses have not met or even been contacted by their new owners, but received written notifications to pay a higher month-to-month rent or leave. I drove to the listed address for MBA Mascot in Culver City, but no business by that name was listed. The building manager had never heard of it, and no other information is available on these companies. Gallery Plus art store owner Hendricks has been here for nearly 30 years and says the neighborhood is an important landmark for LA.
I feel that we're threatened because we don't know what the future looks like for us. We're on edge. Looks like a sign of gentrification. This is a cultural area and we would like to keep it as that.
She says Lemaire Park should be preserved by the city, though it may be too late for that. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.